From the Over the Top Studios in Nederland, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to Over the Top Cycling, powered by Girard Cycles. And we are checking in with Wildlife Generation Pro Cycling's Cormac McGeo, who is in Romania right now. Cormac, out stage racing through Romania. How's it going?
It's okay, yeah. It's Romania's beautiful, and I'm happy to be here.
So is this your first international race of this type?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, it's a 2.1, which I've done a few elsewhere in Asia, but never in Europe. Actually, I've never done a 2.1 in Europe, only 2.2s. And we raced in Turkey in a 2.8C, Tour of Turkey, excuse me, which is at a similar level with similar teams. We have a few World Tour teams here, and lots of really strong continental teams who are used to racing against the World Tour teams in races in Belgium and France and all over Europe. So it's a pretty strong field, and there's a lot of hitters here. And the courses are very challenging, too. They're very European, more so than Turkey. Turkey was more like big open highways, and it was really hard. It was like motor pacing all day. But this race is pretty curvy and tight, and there's, you know, tractors randomly placed on the road and little villages and stuff that you go through. So it's its own animal.
How do you prepare for something like that?
Just riding in LA and traffic.
Wow. So, I mean, and also against that competition, I mean, it definitely is a level up from what you're normally racing against.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's a level up, but it's nothing we can't handle. We've been racing against a lot of these guys at multiple different times this year, so yeah, it's nothing we can't handle.
And what do you see as the biggest difference? Is it just overall talent level, change in tactics?
Well, this race, it has 170 guys starting nearly, so it's a big field. And then just the talent is very high, and the terrain is very challenging, and the Romanian roads are pretty unforgiving. So, and the weather here is pretty all over the place. It's very unpredictable and sporadic. It's raining one moment and then sunny the next. And along with that change in weather comes a change in temperature, too. It's very drastic and polarizing.
So you started out prologue time trial. Can you walk us through the stages up until yesterday?
Yeah, so we started with the prologue, which was this insane 2.5 kilometer cobbled pretty much for 95% of it, through the downtown area of Sibiu. There was 15 corners in the 2.5 kilometers as well, so it was kind of just insane, right? It was like you had to have a good mixture of strength and luck and skill to be able to pull it off, or you just had to be really, really freaking good, which I think Pascal Ackermann fits that qualification. But yeah, so it didn't go well for me. I had a flat, so I just kind of accepted that, because, you know, when the margins are so small, you know, you get a wheel change and it's like you already have lost 50 places. So accepted that and moved on. But after that, we had stage one, which was an uphill finish up like about a 15 kilometers climb, I believe, but it had a relatively flat section in the middle, but still climbing about 3% gradient, and then some bumps in the middle of it. So it's a pretty hard start, and there was a, like I said, there was a big climb in the middle, and I got to the top of the big climb, and I just kind of, I had to pull out of the race just because I was having some health issues. I was not able to breathe properly. My chest was kind of experiencing some pain. So with that, I went to the hospital and just got some tests done, and there wasn't anything that incriminated specific issue, but there was a few things that I'll take back to some doctors in America to have a look at
now
when I go home.
Two words you just said cause real concern: chest pain.
Yeah, I got in really quick to the hospital. No waiting.
I can imagine. But nothing came up as far as a heart issue. Yeah.
Nothing immediately like concerning. Like I wasn't. I didn't have a heart attack. Anything, you know, or I wasn't about to, or I'm not about to. Yeah, I definitely wasn't feeling right. So unfortunately, I had to make that decision, which sometimes you have to do. You know, you got to put your health over, you know, maybe finishing a race. Right, because I wasn't feeling great anyway. I was in a bad position already. So,
how are you handling that mentally?
It's actually surprisingly well, just because I wasn't feeling that great. So I'm not really interested in racing my bike when I don't feel good, because there's nothing worse than that, really. And I'm obsessed with feeling good on the bike and in life. So I'm not really interested in racing if I'm not well, and I'm extremely motivated to go home and figure out what the problem is.
Now, how much longer are you going to be in Romania, and how is the team doing?
I will be in Romania till Wednesday. The final stage is tomorrow, and the team's doing okay. You know, we didn't, you know, sometimes the legs just aren't there. Like Alex Hohen, our main guy right now, who's had a great season so far. He was just recently third place at Tour of Rwanda, another 2.1, which we did. He didn't have legs on the day yesterday, so lost a bit of time. And, you know, we're kind of, the thing with situations like this is you just have to be adaptable. And, we accepted that we were out of GC, and today was an even crazier stage with like a 35 kilometer uphill finish up a famous climb called the Transfaga-Charon. Look it up. It's one of the most beautiful roads in the world, if not the most. But we had two guys in the break today, Noah Granigan, Boulder local, and Alex. So that was good. It was a good alternative to losing out on GC. So team's doing great.
I would like to check in with you tomorrow to get a summary of how the final stage went and a wrap-up of the entire race. But what are you looking at when you get home?
What am I looking at when I get home? What do you mean?
As far as medical issues.
Yeah, well, I'll go see a cardiologist and probably do all the tests like EKGs and echocardiograms, which I did in the hospital in Romania, but I'll probably do them while like riding a trainer, you know, exerting myself to see what's going on there.
And Cormac, just has anything like this ever happened to you before?
No. New issue.
Well, we certainly wish you all the best to your team in the final stage of the Tour of Romania, and really hoping that everything checks out for you and you're able to continue on.
Yeah, thanks, George. I really appreciate your concern for my health and your wishes for our team's success. So thanks a million. Really appreciate it.
Cormac McGeough joining us from the Tour of Romania. From the Over the Top Studios in Nederland, Colorado, I'm George Thomas.